Hello, this is Radio Rubber Room coming to you live tonight, Thursdays, on WHAN 1430 AM, also heard on 102.9 FM, and we podcast, www.radiorubberroom.podbean.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes, and we've got some guests with us tonight. We've got funk drum beat duo Box Wave.
Is that the genre? Is that how you guys?
I made that up.
You know, we actually described our genre as box wave because we're still trying to figure out what we are. But I would say more on the funk, a little bit of alternative rock, just with a kind of fusion between, you know, some heavy groove and some, you know, melodic bass rhythms.
Mm-hmm. And now you play an instrument called a cajon.
It's called a cajon. Yeah,
cajon.
Cajon.
Yeah. Cajon's been around for over a couple, not to be confused with cojones. it's a fun intro. It's basically a wooden box, and the cajon actually, word Spanish caja is translated into box, and the cajon has been an instrument that's been around for over a couple hundred years. When slaves were brought from Africa to Peru, they weren't allowed to bring their instruments to Peru, so they actually played on wooden crates on the ships, and when they actually arrived in Peru, the instrument basically formed as basically a wooden box.
See,
I think he's making all this up.
I think so too.
I did my research on.
No. This is what he told me.
I know what I'm playing.
He told me about it, and then he sat down basically on like a cardboard box and started playing. So I'm not sure he's telling me.
I actually didn't know that history behind it. I actually thought it was actually a recent development. Just the how based it is on the sounds of a drum kit.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, it's been around a long time in Latin music, very prominent in flamenco music. It really didn't cross over into modern mainstream music until the last sort of 10 to 15 years. It was actually a drummer for Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, Future Man, who used the cajon and just got a ton of cool sounds.
I thought it was invented because a drummer got smart, and he's like, man, I'm tired of carrying around all this stuff.
That's an added benefit. Tell you what, I when I came over here, it was just, you know, load the box into the back, and it was, you know, a 30-second load. So
it's a good thing you researched, because all the questions on today's show are cajon-based.
Was that pun intended?
No.
Because, John, you play the bass.
Yes.
What's the history behind that instrument?
Well, you know, it's basically like a stick with some strings on it. So, I mean, it's not as sophisticated or quite as interesting as the cajon.
So the bass is
make
basic,
something up.
Is
make
what you're saying.
And for our listeners, John does not have a very good bass. It is basically, it's
a
like
stick
a stick he
strings.
Found. And he's like, do you guys have any rubber bands?
The Box Wave. We met you guys first time at Cafe DM. I think Derek met you before at his other open mic. And interestingly enough, we asked how we should announce you, and you guys decided your name was Box Wave right there, right?
Yeah, we were kicking around some ideas, and we definitely wanted something that referenced, you know, who we were as a group. And we had a couple of ideas, probably most of which were just baloney. I mean, just terrible, terrible ideas. But this one kind of stuck out, and we thought about it for a while. And when put on the spot, we said, okay, we gotta make a final decision here.
So you all was big time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The name of my band is Baloney, so I'm a little bit I'm confused by what you mean.
Cool. Well, it's great to have you, Brad and John. You're going to play some really cool tunes for us, which you have done before. So we're very acclimated to your music, but most of our listeners might not be, if anyone is out there listening. So we're stoked. One of your songs, the first one we're going to play, you guys just got back from the studio, and we're going to play an actual studio track, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we recorded actually last month, but we're actually in the mix process right now. We're working with a producer by the name of E.L. Copeland, who's just a dynamite producer, giving us some really cool sounds and tones. And we're getting some of the early mixes back, and we thought we'd preview that here on Radio Rubber Room.
Awesome.
So this is the first time this is going to be played live.
We love that.
And there's a difference. You guys play with some effects processing that you are not going to be playing with here because we're having feedback issues. So there is a difference between your studio tracks and what you play here. But it's not in the mix process, right? You use your effects processor in studio live, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun to be able to have, it's a less is more situation. It's really a lot of fun to be able to have a little bit more space, to be a little bit more creative and try to fill in a little bit more things. And one of those things is playing around a little bit more with effects and trying to get different sounds and different tones out of what's happening on the bass to fill up a little bit more space to make it a little bit more interesting what's going on.
Yeah. There's some dynamite bass players, Doug Wimbish of Living Color, Stanley Clark, guys that use effects quite well. So it just kind of broadens our sound a little bit. You know, we're two guys. We're basically a bass in a box. So it gives us some different, variations.
But maybe listeners could be the judge and hear the recording and hear us play live here in the studio and see what they think.
Sounds good. Cool. We'll be back shortly with more from Box Wave, hearing that first recorded tune from them. But right now, this is Get On by Grinding Stone.
On your back, gonna treat yourself. Won't you get up and use your body like you got to be. Behind closed doors, baby, be discreet. Cause ain't no lover, put it down on a brother underneath the covers like you. I've had enough, I've earned your trust. Now I kick you to the curb with through. Gone with you, get on. 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 You've had enough. Well, there's the door. I've called your bluff. Now I've got you wanting
menu until 2 p.m. every night. They also have 28 taps dedicated to local and craft beer. And they always have a fantastic lineup of great live music. Everything a good Richmonder needs to have a great time. To keep up with events and their live music lineup, search for and like The Camel on Facebook or visit www.thecamel.org.
Get in, get out, get up, get down, get moving in.
The Camel, 1621 West Broad Street in RBA.
Z
Zazam here with Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. Hey, do you long to see world, go to magic place? Many things, very much fun to see and do? Lot of people do not know, but Afghanistan, amazing land, famous for most juicy, delicious mango. And world number one export of heroin and lithium. Make for very popular American battery. Do you love sand? Have you ever longed to use bathroom behind shrub in desert and wipe clean with own hand? Then pack up your luggage bag and hey, don't forget burqa to hide face of woman servant you bring with. When plan your next trip, plan trip to wonderful and amazing world of Afghanistan and witness hand first many glorious map locations like cave, other cave, mountain, burnt hospital, third cave far from first cave, pile of rock that used to be school, and most favorite local attraction, crater in middle of ground from bomb. While you here, forget not play one of national pastime game like stick wheel, or throw a piece of candy in group of kid and watch them fight. Zazam accommodate you very well while you stay in luxurious five-star hotel cave or brand new old exploded military transport cousin Aziz transformed to comfortable sleep cabin with authentic dog skin rug. Classy, right? What wait for you? You could be burning life-size doll of famous American dictator or stoning woman in street while you eat mango. Zazam's Wonderful World of Afghan Travel Agency. You book now and I throw in free pass to national theme park named Patch of Dirt with Goat. Tattoo 3. Afghanistan, you're going to love our mangoes.
Yes.
Simon, sweetie.
What is it, Mom? I'm kind of busy right now.
Simon, baby, what are you doing in there?
I'm fighting my action figures right now, Mom, and using my imagination.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sweetie. I just wanted to let you know your favorite show, Radio Rubber Room, is on.
Oh, sweet. I'll be ready in 15 seconds.
I knew it was your favorite, sweetie.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, sweetie.
Yes.
Radio Rubber Room, it's a show without any S's in the name.
was fresh off the press, Wicked Walk.
That is from the upcoming album, the forthcoming album, Broad Street Grease, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the first time we heard it, so it is very fresh.
Right.
So
they
first
blacked
mix.
Out while they played it.
Oh, really?
They told me during the break.
Now, Boxwave, when you guys go into the studio, do you already have like your songs planned out, or do you just kind of jam? How does that work?
It's a mix of both. I mean, we went to this place called Montrose Recording up on Northside, and a phenomenal studio. We basically, we've been together for the last kind of 3 or 4 months, and we had some tunes worked up that we've been playing out. But there are a few tunes that actually developed right there in the studio. You sort of feed off the vibe in the room, and if it's happening, great. You know, if it's not, it's time to go home. But everything seemed to be working, and we were feeling pretty good, and hope that. Hope that parlays itself on disc.
Now, you guys have only been playing together for 3 months, and both recent Richmond residents, too. So, what, about 5 months?
Yeah, about the same amount of time. We both moved to town about the same time and kind of happened upon each other just playing out at open mics and got to know each other and said, maybe it's worth giving it a shot, just, trying something and seeing what happens.
Richmond is magical like that.
it is, Sean. I mean, the thing that we noticed coming here was just, how thriving the music scene was here and just how crowds, very receptive, just a huge, great local bands and a big following. We're both from the D.C. area. And, there's a big scene there, but it kind of gets lost in the whole political, brouhaha. Yeah. And
traffic.
In traffic and just, gridlock and everything else. But
they've got the money up there, though.
For us, Broad Street Grease really is a compilation of sort of 3 months of just being totally immersed into the Richmond music scene and the vibe we were feeling here. And it's great. So
when you both moved here about 5 or so months ago, did you expect to have an album out or an album being recorded within 5 months?
Not at all.
So it's a complete surprise. It wasn't an overall plan.
Not at all.
No.
You're not like, I'm moving to Richmond and recording an album. 5 months is my goal.
Did you guys just meet each other and decide that this was a blessing? Man, we just both moved here. What are the odds of that? We both play instruments. Let's get together and make a band.
Yeah, I was just walking down the street, and I saw him walking, and I thought, just by looking at him, he looks like a guy who sits on a box and bangs on it for a while.
John, don't lie. We were actually matched, on singles.com, so we were both online,
In the mail for mail and Craigslist section.
Looking for love and box playing skills.
Exactly.
Which one of you guys is the... go ahead, if...
Now I can say I can slap my box. So who? No, actually, the real story was we met at an open mic, a place off of Patterson called Rural Times, and I went out there just to go see my neighbor playing. He's a bluegrass picker and a really good player, and a bunch of guys were up there, kind of every 10 minutes, coming up and down, and all of a sudden I see this guy at the bass go up there just by himself and starts playing some of this melodic, cool bass shit, and I'm thinking, this is cool, this is definitely different than the rest of the standard fare there, so...
I'm guessing this is Brad talking?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
We gotta get a dump button for you, Brad. We're not, this radio station is way in the past, so. they didn't have words like that back then.
Which one of you guys is the leader?
Oh, gosh. Well, when it comes to issues that pertain to... the transportation of the cymbals, I'm in charge. But everything else, it's all Brad.
Nice. I like how you guys have divvied up the duties.
Yeah, I think it's fair. We sat down and thought about all the chores that need to get done in the process of trying to work together creatively and recording and some of the technical aspects. And Brad told me that what I was good at was carrying cymbals. So I've been practicing. I've been working at it. I've even got my own little cymbal carrying case that I've made. And
I've actually really thought of this as my band. I just happen to have a bass player with me.
Yeah.
It's called Box Wave. John was thinking of Bass Wave, and I said, right. No way. Thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down.
So you carry the cymbals. Does that mean he carries your
bass rig?
No. It's kind of a challenge. I have to figure out the right mental state before picking up. It's a serious thing because he says it changes the tone if I'm not in the right mindset when I carry them. So and he's really interested in making the best sound possible. So I have to make sure that, you know, even if I'm carrying my own bass rig, right in the middle, if he says it's time, I got to just drop the bass rig and run and get the cymbals. And I practice. I do drills to make sure I'm ready, you know?
Like run through cones. Now, you said you made a case for the cymbals.
Yeah.
What material did you go with?
Well, you know, I had to test out a lot of stuff. But eventually, you know, I settled on just kind of like a goat skin. I just made this goat skin pouch.
Goat stomach, right? Yeah. It's made out of goat stomach.
Yeah, it's really soft under there. I was told, at least. And so I went to a local place, and they helped me out. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like the mushrooms in my shower, I've had the unique opportunity to watch you guys grow.
No. Fungi.
I work at a place where y'all have done open mic night. I don't like to give free advertising away. But definitely, like, from when it was just John and he was like, I'm going to go to this open mic night and play bass by myself. Like, I looked at, like, man, who's this guy? Look, he doesn't even have a lead guitar player. This is going to be great. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome. I just want to be a dance. I want to do the noodle and, like, wiggle around. And it was awesome. Like, a couple weeks later, like, you know, it was both y'all. And then I saw y'all at Cafe D and I've seen y'all a number of times. And every time I'm like, man, I hope that they play that one where the guy's, like, hitting the bass and the other guy's hitting the box.
He's never been disappointed by that.
Thanks, man. It's interesting you say about the guitar player, because this open mic that we went to the first time at one of your gigs, guy was listening to the audience. He came up to me and says, man, you're the best guitar player I've heard in a while. I was just like, all right, thanks. I appreciate it.
You only know how to play four strings, not six.
You really that might have been Sean, actually. Yeah.
You really hit those low notes on that guitar.
Now, you know, it's funny. Seriously, when we got together, we were sort of like, okay, bass and drums, you know, the rhythm section, you know, maybe this will sort of be the foundation of something bigger. Maybe we'll bring in a guitar player, a keyboard player, or a rapper or anything else, and we just kind of dug the sound, and we thought, well, it sounds decent from here, but let's just go out and play out live a little bit and just see what kind of response we get. And those first few times, I think it was, you know, really positive. We were totally into it, and but we still had this sort of like uncertainty on, you know, there's no vocals, it's just instrumental, and you know, how long can people endure that, you know, for, you know, 45 minutes, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Longest time so far?
I'd say the longest set's about 45 minutes.
Yeah. So it's worked out, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive response back.
Speaking of rap, you guys...
At 46 minutes, the tomatoes start flying on stage.
Do people still do that? I thought that was like the Old West. You guys playing in saloons, or how does that work out?
Hey, we're working on it. Actually, yeah. We're, you know, over the last few months, we've been so focused on the studio project, just getting material, and playing out a bit, you know, open mics and, you know, a few parties and so forth. So I think 2012 will be...
Wait, parties?
Believe
you guys
not,
played parties and you didn't invite us.
Right. Yeah. We're going to one later this evening after the show.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted us to come earlier and we said, no, we can't. We got to do this thing. This is really important. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're listening to it at the party. And probably if they're listening to it at the party, they're probably drinking heavy right now.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of hip hop, you guys played the last show we did at Cafe Diem, the last open stage night, and it was a hip hop gig. Yeah. And you guys played for what, like 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Or was it 15? Mm-hmm. About 20 minutes. And all the MCs, like at first, they didn't know how to take it, but they all like made a big circle in the back, and they were all freestyling over your guys' set, which
I thought
was pretty cool, man.
I didn't know they were doing that. We should have had them come up.
Yeah. Oh, they would have loved to come up. All right, cool. Well, we gotta hit this tune, and we'll be back with more Box Wave. You guys are gonna actually play live for us.
And in honor of our 45th episode, Box Wave also brought us a gift.
We'll talk about it when we come back. This is After NASA.
Downstream.
I lost my head. Welcome, my friends, to Alejandro's fine world of art. I'm Alejandro, your host, and today we will be painting a still life of fruit on a table. First, pick your fruit and lay it gracefully on the table. Accent your fruit with candles and a bottle of fine wine for atmosphere. Be sure the fruit reflects the light just right. You can increase the luster by moistening them with oil. Apply generous amounts of oil to both hands and massage the fruit back and forth, showing plenty of attention to the tip. That should do it. Today I will be working with pastels. Mix the pastels until they are sticky, but still firm. Yes, sticky and firm. I prefer to use my hands so I can get very familiar with my material. Begin by sketching the basic shape of the fruit, so round and succulent. Round and succulent. Next, apply the paint in long, smooth strokes, making sure to accent the natural curves of the fruit. Oh yes, just like that. That's right, flick the brush around, yes, flick it for texture, right there, almost done, that's the spot. Oh dear, all finished, what a masterpiece. This has been Alejandro's fine world of art. Join us next time.
This is Zamzam. Hold your camels and do not put on your suicide vest just yet. Radio Rubber Room will be right back after a word from their sponsors.
In five delicious carbonated meat flavors, chicken, pork, beef, fish, and ostrich, crack open a refreshing carbonated can of liquid meat.
I'm having beef. What about you?
I mix chicken and ostrich and it tastes just like turducken.
Packed full of protein, liquid meat is the preferred energy drink for bachelors and 3 out of 10 bodybuilders. Homeless people love liquid meat too.
You spare a dollar.
Too busy to make dinner? Feed your family an ice-cold, refreshing can of liquid meat.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and...
I guess it's that time of the month again. It's gonna be a long week.
Not this time, it's not. Like most of life's problems, there's always a little pill that can fix them. And this time is no different. New, from the scientist at Spoofco comes... Mandol.
Mandol? What's that?
Mandol is a little pill that will solve all of your menstruation problems. Mandol is a carefully crafted blend of heavy sedatives and mild hallucinogens that will make you completely oblivious to the symptoms of your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like a lifesaver.
Oh, it's a lifesaver, all right. The red kind. When that emotional floodgate opens, Mandol is there to turn the sounds of bitching and moaning into a beautiful siren song.
You never listen to me. You leave your underwear on the floor and the toilet seat up and... You're such an amazing man. Let me make you a sandwich while you watch the game. La 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 la.
God bless you, Spoofco.
You're welcome. Get your Mandol today at naked-jester.com.
New from Liquid Meat comes the Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. So you think liquid meat is the best thing to happen to you since aerosol cheese? Well then you had better have a seat because you're in for a little treat. Tantalize and tickle your taste buds with the new Liquid Meat Popsicle Maker and Recipe Guide. New from Spoofco Culinary Division.
It's easy!
and it's fun.
Simply pour one can of your favorite carbonated meat flavor into our patented liquid meat popsicle mold. Add used popsicle sticks, pencils, pens, toothpicks, wooden matches, steel cable, or kindling. And in no time, your whole family will be enjoying a delicious frozen meat treat.
Yay!
Don't be afraid to spice things up. The liquid meat popsicle kit also comes with its very own recipe guide.
I love the barbecue chicken skull. One can of liquid chicken and a squirt of bold and spicy barbecue sauce, and I'm enjoying a frozen backyard barbecue on a stick.
My kids hate leftovers, and we used to waste so much food after the holidays, but thanks to recipes like the Thanksgiving sickle, my family can relive the holidays for weeks to come. I just pour in one can of liquid turkey, a dash of stuffing, mashed potatoes, 1 ounce of cranberry sauce, and gravy to taste, and before they know it, my family's having a holiday feast suck fest, and I just can't get enough of it.
Other favorite recipes include the double bacon ostrich burger, potted meat and veggies, chicken piccata, beef ravioli, and my personal favorite, boiled tripe with potatoes and gravy. The liquid meat popsicle maker is sure to keep you sucking on all your favorite liquid meat meals for years to come, sticks not included.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
That was Rare Times Funk by Boxwave on Radio Rubber Room. Hey, don't forget, make sure you keep up with us on Facebook. We do have a couple of events coming up very soon to keep track of. You can keep track of there and at Radio Rubber Room on Twitter. We do, coming up in a couple weeks, have the Richmond Music Review number
yep.
3
yeah.
coming up at the Tobacco Company.
On yeah. the 22nd?
Yep, that's the 22nd.
Let's get back to the Boxwave stuff.
Okay.
Hey, Boxwave, that last song?
Yes, sir.
It sounded very octopus-y to me. That's how I describe it. I turned that animal into an adjective, you see what I did? And what it means is octopus-like.
I see.
I was picturing naked lady swimming through the ocean in sort of a James Bond flick. So I think you got the vision for the video.
You know, the first one, the first song, I did imagine that as kind of like a James Bond intro. So it's ironic that you would say that.
That's what we're shooting for. I mean, cool. Right when we sat down, I said James Bond, and we just started playing. That's what came out.
It was I took it upon myself to just make a huge decision, personally.
Well, we actually had somebody at a show tell us that they thought our songs could go well with corporate, you know, maybe commercials or something like that. So, you know,
that's where the money is.
You know, I don't, better than a Hyundai commercial. I mean, who knows? You know.
Well, this is a new portion of the show called "Pin the Band Against Itself," and there's going to be two rounds.
All right, ready.
All right, the first round is for John.
Yes, I'm
name
ready.
As many membranophones as you can in 60 seconds.
The bass membranophone, the tenor membranophone, the ultra bass membranophone, the super mezzo soprano membranophone, the soprano membranophone, the alto membranophone, and there's another one, box wave membranophone. Did I get it? Did I
that
win?
Was nine fake ones and one real.
Dang it.
In case you were wondering, membranophone is another word for drum. So maybe you want to try again.
Dang it.
That was a valiant effort. I thought
like, really
you sold it.
I believed it.
I did too. I was like, man, he knows this.
Yeah. I was looking for like snare or something, and he was like, medical terms for those things. Like the Latin for snare drum is Invictus Snaris, you know, and he was giving me those. I'm going to give you a score of 2.5.
Yes.
All right, Brad, how many string instruments are there? You
what?
Have 30
I get membranophone, he gets string instruments.
Well, that Cajon, it's a membranophone.
Cajon.
Yes, it is.
I don't like silent J's. They scare the hell out of me. I say jalapenos, no problem.
All right, how many string instruments are there?
There's a 4-string bass. There's 5-string bass. There's 6-string bass.
You just won. Good job.
We see why you are the leader, Brad.
There's a 1-string guitar, and you can't figure out how to put the other 5 on.
The 1-string guitar I'm a master of. It has one note. It's C. You can tune it to C flat, but, you know, we haven't done that since the 80s.
The cajon is actually a stringed instrument. They actually have some that have snare strings on the back of them to get a little more pop. And,
oh, that's cool.
No, they don't. He's just, again,
is
making,
he really?
He's
no,
making
this,
up random
this
stuff.
No, serious. Check it out on cajonas.com.
I don't want to go there. I feel like I'm not going to see anything that is drum related.
It's not an FCC approved site.
So I like how you just say that it's the box and not use the term cajon to describe it. Like, I feel like almost like you guys are just playing with garbage. Like the next thing you guys are gonna be like, we added a water jug player to our band. He doesn't even bang on it; he just throws it downstairs and stuff.
Now you just unintentionally walked into one of Brad's interests, which is the junkyard band. Is exactly what he was thinking, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Out of DC, junkyard band, one of the big go-go bands that came out in the '80s. Played with Pickle Buckets and tin cans and anything that you could basically find, you know, in the back of a restaurant.
Hey, Brad, I am definitely on board with that. There's been a satellite dish sitting in my car for like 6 months. People are always like, what's that for? Like, you don't know it yet, but that's an instrument, man.
Actually, if you got open mic night a couple nights ago, we actually had a drummer and a tap dancer.
Really?
Cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that might be a good collaboration.
You guys should get like a hula hooper.
We had that two weeks ago. We had a hula hooper.
Really? I think band Katie. Needs is somebody to intimidate fans into liking them more. Like they'll just call them the bully or something. Like I'm the bully for Metallica. Like them or else.
Because in that case, you probably have a really scary like skullet too.
Yeah, probably he's got like facial tattoos and stuff. Like, he's been to jail. That's the kind of guy you want to be the bully in your band.
That's fair, yeah, I guess. Okay. You've really
great
thought
idea.
That out.
If I'm trying great to intimidate idea, people John. To like my stuff, the scarier the better.
He does. You guys can't see him, but every time he ends a sentence, he does the twirl point and points it at the glass.
That's when his finger's not in his nose.
Yeah, but Sean, back to your point about the box. I mean, it's the thing that's so simplistic about it. Not only is it portable, but I mean, you're really getting real basic tones, your kick, snare, a little bit of hi-hat effect with the brushes, and you can get some congas in there with you know, some of the, you know,
I definitely hear like a little bit of a tabla almost.
Some of that too, as well.
That's why I had thought it was a more recent invented instrument, just because it does have such a kit-like sound to it. So it was maybe the drum kit modeled after the cajon then?
It could have. No, definitely. Totally different instruments. And the thing is, when you hear it applied or played in different settings, it can take on a different life of its own. So I've had fun with it. It's been cool. You see it a lot in acoustic settings.
Yeah. Well, it works great for that, for small.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, a drum kit will overpower, you know, an acoustic player. And
tell us a little bit about the cajon. Is it made out of wood? Like, I don't even know. I can't see, obviously.
Yeah, it's made.
He means in this room. He's not blind.
This one is actually made out of Swedish maple.
Really?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the rarest.
Expensive.
There's a story behind that.
That's the hottest of all the maples.
There's only like 4 maple trees in Sweden.
Blonde, smooth, and sultry.
Mm. Yeah, I like your cajon a lot more now.
Now, to get the different tones, are your brushes a different density between the two, or are they both the same? It's just where you're hitting.
They're both the same, just where you're hitting, and sort of the way you're hitting it. And you know, I can actually alternate using one brush, hands, you know, two brushes, different style of brushes. So it really depends. I mean, it's got, you know, a lot of possibilities.
Who's your favorite cajon player?
I'd say Future Man.
Yeah.
Future Man of Balaflex and the Flecktones.
Who's your second favorite cajon player?
I would say a guy, you can check him out online, David Kuckerman. He's out of Germany, and he just does some monster stuff. He's all over YouTube, and his stuff is
your
amazing.
Your third favorite?
Alex Acuna.
Man, okay, how deep does this go?
Yeah, you wait for him to run out. He's got a lot.
You got to be like the fourth.
I was exploring.
Now, speaking of the Flecktones, Roger, who is our radio babysitter, who is here to make sure that we don't act up and get out of control, because we're known for that. Roger does the afternoon drive from 4 to 7, I think I'm correct, on WHAN. Which he plays some bluegrass, kind of a similar thing, local music as well. He will have he might have some Flecktone tickets soon. So listen, yeah.
Dibs, this is Derek Dibs.
I think you'll have to listen and call in.
Actually,
Derek,
I saw them a couple years ago, right? Uh-huh. And I got hammered, and I got backstage passes, and I met Victor Wooten and Bela Fleck, but I was amazingly drunk. I was that guy, and I wanted to hug them and stuff. And that was awkward for them. And, it was a fun night.
I'm sure there's one of those every show.
Derek's drunk, he has this thing where he thinks you're not cool if you don't know him.
Wait, who, me?
Yeah, I've experienced that.
What?
Firsthand.
Okay.
From your blacked outness.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen me blacked out?
At least that one time. When you told me that you were the coolest guy I ever met.
I don't think I've blacked out since I've known you.
Yeah. I think you're making this up, Derek. Sean.
It's definitely...
So you guys are the first people, our first guests, to ever bring us a gift. So do you want to tell our listeners what you brought us? I'm honored that you guys would give us a gift.
Well, it was an honor of your 45th show, which is a major milestone, of course.
It is.
It's short of a year, but really... As we were talking about before, a year milestone is totally over.
Doesn't matter.
And any number that ends in 5 is it kind of feels like a milestone anyway.
It does.
Oh, sure, yeah. Definitely. So in honor of this, we brought you, for each of you, a Colt 45.
Cha-ching!
Yeah. Bam! I know what I'm doing after the show.
Now, why do they call it Colt 45? Is it because there's, instead of 40, there's 45 ounces in there?
You know, actually, we found out it's actually 32 ounces, so it's the weak 40. But it's you know.
Where were you guys at when it was when we did show 32?
Good point.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That was the trillions. Actually,
what
they
give
they
you
at
show 32? Big gulp.
No, but nobody's ever bought us anything, so we are honored. Unfortunately, we don't drink. We do radio responsibly. So we're going to wait. We're going to do a little toast afterwards to celebrate show number 45. With 32 ounces of Colt.
We all remember the B-Sharp Duo show, except for me.
Oh, was that 32?
No, that 32 was the Trilliums.
Sean's autistic. He remembers everything. <by the way.
laughs> I have the disorder that lies on the spectrum of autism.
we actually tried to put them in paper bags just to give you the full effect and the full experience, but I guess with the sheets down the street, they only give out plastic, so it's a little bit of a sellout, but we hope you guys don't mind.
Hey, we appreciate it. I was saying I was going to keep it if we weren't going to toast. I was going to get you guys to sign it, man. I was going to keep it. And then when Box Wave is doing the Mercedes-Benz commercials, I can like show it to everybody and tell them, those are the guys who did that commercial.
He's lying. He's going to sell it on eBay.
So tell everyone we're...
Foiled again.
You started a whole new fad. Sign alcohol bottles.
We're about to go to a break, guys, but go ahead and tell everyone where they can find out about Box Wave, where they can keep up with you.
Yeah, definitely. Facebook is... best way we keep it updated. We'll post future shows. Again, you know, we've been focused a lot on the recording and getting that done. So to be announced, we'll have some future dates and an album out this spring. So
we also have an email account for people to contact us if they want to contact us directly through that instead of Facebook. For, you know, those, what, three people in the universe that don't use Facebook?
So the people at Mercedes-Benz listen closely.
Right, very closely. It's
I don't think they have the internet in most of the world.
BoxWaveMusic@gmail.com. It's very creative. We understand this, and it might be difficult to remember all that creativity there, but BoxWaveMusic@gmail.com.
Wait a minute. Is there another BoxWave out there? BoxWave@gmail.com was taken?
Apparently it was.
I will sell it back to you guys.
45.
But you made the mistake.
What's the starting bid?
You made the mistake of telling me your name before. It'll be $20. You guys can have the email name back.
Yeah. Wow, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
I have to save up. It'll take
it wasn't me.
There's actually a company out in, I think it's in Seattle or somewhere out in Washington that sells
iPod
cell phone and iPod accessories called BoxWave. So,
you knew that, huh?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I've had some of those accessories.
That's what you guys should get on a BoxWave doing a BoxWave commercial.
You should only use
that's
BoxWave
thinking outside the BoxWave.
I think you should only use BoxWave.
I feel like be so much more fun of Cajonas.
I feel like you should only use BoxWave, like equipment, the things that they sell to record your music.
Ooh,
like the first whole album recorded on an iPhone.
That's gonna be part of our writer on the next show. Yeah. We need BoxWave accessories.
So I'm curious. You sit on the cajon. Is that the traditional way to play it?
It is. Yeah.
Now is there?
It's not a very comfortable seat either.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Does
you get like
better
a saddle
on a
for
base.
It? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Yeah.
Or sitting on a cymbal.
Like, what is your opinion that if me and Dan were to sit on the cajon, would it be lower sounding? Or
do you get a...
Because they're a lot heavier than you, yeah, obviously.
definitely the heavier you are, I think the deeper the tones will be. So,
oh, nice.
I'm going to refrain from going any further. But no, it's I think it's a weight-neutral instrument. So... until you get into that, you know, 400 plus category, and then it just starts to break.
Yeah.
Well, me and him, I think we're over 400
good thing,
together.
Good thing they have steel ones for me and Dan. Do they have that? I was just assuming.
All right, we do have to take a break.
Let's take a break.
We'll be back with more of Box Wave here on Radio Rubber Room, but to play us out in the break, this is Surfaces by Silo Effect. The
bitch back to the rubber room.
Hello! Hello, welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. I've always wanted to do that.
Hey, sexy.
Yeah, I really, really appreciate that you dressed up for the occasion today, Derek. You know, the maroon fez and the pink leg warmers. They don't really match in color, but...
but is he talking to me or you, Derek? Oh.
Dan does love pink leg warmers.
I do. I find you incredibly attractive tonight, Derek, by the way.
Hi, John. I'm Simon's mom.
Nice to meet you, Simon's mom.
Nice to meet you, boys.
John's trying to spoil the whole show for us.
I guess you got some pics or something.
I do. I do have some pics. Tonight at Wheezy's Kitchen, Corey Wells and Chris Bluegrass Duo. That's going to be fun. I think I'm going to head down there a little later.
It's a bluegrass duo?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Nice. You're
so,
right.
So, what is it? Going to be like a banjo and another banjo?
Possibly. I'm going to find out.
Hopefully it'll be a gut bass. That's like a bass with an old bathtub from the 50s and a string coming out of it.
I thought that was a washtub bass. It's called a gut bass?
Gut bass. You know, I think they're
synonymous. Is that what it's called or is that what you call it?
I'm pretty sure that when... Willie and the Poor Boys was written by CCR that they called it a gut bass. And that is
Touché.
What I'm referring to.
Touche, sir.
All right, moving on. Tomorrow night at Bogart's at 10 o'clock, you can go see the Ghost Owls. Then Friday.
Is there a cover for that? Do you know?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Probably like $5 if it is.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Bring $5 just in case.
Hard-hitting journalism.
That's right. We do our homework, gentlemen. We do our homework.
And then also tomorrow night, Friday the 13th dance party featuring Air Circus and DJ Rometty at Carey Street Cafe.
That sounds cool,
you can
too.
Go dance. Yeah. I'm going to go dance, too.
I didn't know it was Friday the 13th tomorrow.
It is.
It is.
Ooh. Well, tomorrow's the 13th.
I'm scared.
It's on Friday.
Yeah.
Why are you scared?
I don't know. I always feel like bad things happen.
How many bad things have happened to you on Friday the 13th?
I'm not going out tomorrow.
Do you ever go out on Friday the 13th?
Whenever is my birthday.
What?
What?
Whenever my birthday falls on Friday the 13th.
It doesn't.
I know, that's why I don't go out.
Fair enough. All right, and then Saturday, you can go to Belly Timber for Long John's. And also that night, Black Girls are releasing their new album, Hell Dragon. And that's their official release party, and that
really?
Is at somewhere.
We got a sneak.
I thought what happened? You're talking about Sunday? That's the official release party?
Maybe.
I thought it was this February 17th. Is this new?
I don't know. I will get back to you.
Yeah, you gotta start. you need to check your sources. Simon.
Radio Rubber Room is only for certain about 30% of all facts.
Oh man,
30% of the time we're right. 30% of the time.
Oh, Simon's mom.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try this one then. All right, Sunday at the Campbell at 9 o'clock, you can go see the Trillions, Joe Buck Jr., and Balcony.
That's cool. And it's a black girl show?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
So, to sum it all up, there is some shows playing at some places around
and
the city.
And they may or may not have a cover.
You may or may not have to pay.
You guys don't pay me.
And they might be sometime in the next couple of periods of time.
Look it up yourself. Sean.
In case you have any wondering about the shows going on in town, what you need to do is show up at more shows.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah.
We need to start seeing y'all at the shows.
Just go to shows.
Yeah. I personally go to 2 shows every year, and I love them.
You go to more,
you go
than,
to more
that.
Than that,
I know.
Dude.
I've been to a lot of shows. Yeah. I'm starting to tell the people that of the shows that I go to see that if I'm coming to see your band, I'm in the band. Because, I mean... You're way more influenced when I'm there. You just want to rock harder. You're like, oh, Sean's here. I'm going to perform hard. you know, and I feel like I deserve credit for that. So I'm in more bands in Richmond than anyone else. I'm actually going to get a t-shirt made.
That says that?
That says that. I'm in more bands in Richmond than anyone else. I think that's quite a statement because I'm sure that there's a lot of people.
It's long-winded for a t-shirt, though, man.
Well, you know, it's going to be like on the sleeves and everything.
Oh, it's going to like wrap around?
Yeah, it's going to be one of those graphic tees like Hollister. Mm-hmm. Like way out of my price range looking. All of my clothes cost as much as one Hollister shirt.
Oh, really? Together?
Together, yes.
I don't even know what Hollister is.
It is like a $48 t-shirt company.
Oh, wow. That's expensive for a t-shirt.
$48? That's how much the shirts cost?
Yeah, but it hugs you. I'm telling you, I like to go in and try things on that I'm never going to be able to afford. Just to know. Just to be like, man, that's what I'm missing. I've been wearing rags. You know, the Wally World does sell some premium clothes to me. There's no better deal than 20 socks for 99 cents. But, you know, I like to at least know what I'm missing. Did you ever go to a car place and be like, I want to try driving a Lexus for a while? You know, I don't do that anymore because when I show up in my car, they're like, ha, that guy, he's full of crap. But, you know, it's definitely, like, fun to do. I like to go to fancy restaurants and read the menu and be like, man, I can't afford any of this, but it looks good.
And then what do you do after that?
I leave.
Just leave?
Yeah, you know, I might order a water and find out if they have free bread first.
That's fair.
Yeah, it is fair. I like free things.
Do you guys ever do that? Do you guys ever go to restaurants and just read the menu and then leave?
Actually, when I go to restaurants,
if they don't have free bread,
I actually try to just order the with salad without actually ordering something.
Just
it never works with fries. You know, the $3 portion, and avoid the $25. You know,
you can get that at McDonald's. You can get just the with salad or just the with fries. Yeah.
Be like, I want a Coke sub Caesar. And that's it.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I know it's a trick. I don't know what I mean a lot.
So I was actually at a show the other night, and we ordered a couple of drinks, and they served us bread. So
did they? Which show was it?
Just with the drinks
at the bar?
Just with the drinks? No, at a table actually.
Wow.
Which show?
Bread and olive oil and the whole thing. It was at an Italian restaurant on the South Side. I can't remember the name of it. A new place.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a new place on the South Side.
Who was playing? What was the show?
It was an acoustic thing, and a buddy of ours, bass player, was playing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
And speaking of bass, I mean, you guys are a two-piece, but Brad, your brother plays bass, and I've actually seen the three of you play together.
Yeah, we've done a couple shows. It's sort of, you know, the two of us are sort of the core of the group, but as a drummer, being able to play with, you know, Two or more bass players.
It's where do you draw the line, though?
How many is too many bass players?
Box, wave.
Not enough. Nah, it's pretty cool. I'm sure John could.
I am assuming, John, that the bass means the wave portion.
Well, actually, no. We got the idea of kind of contorting the word a square wave, which is a digital signal. It's between two things, zero and one. So I thought it was kind of aptly named for us. We kind of tweaked it a little bit and thought that it'd be kind of a way of expressing who we are and in just a single word.
It is cool. It also, I like how you use it as your genre.
Yeah.
Box wave.
Yeah.
Playing the best box wave hits.
It of almost the sounds zeros like, and the zeros.
It almost reminds me tens. Of like.
The zeros and the tens.
It reminds me of like a healthy cereal.
Box wave.
Yeah. Enjoy box wave now with 100% of your daily fiber.
No caramel color.
0% artificial sugars. Box wave. Start your day off the right way.
Box wave. Sean, would you get a free toy at the bottom?
Certainly not, because this is a wheat cereal. It's not for children. It is for geriatric people mostly.
Your prize at the bottom is
it stimulates the digestion.
Have you ever tasted a whole grain?
No. Box wave contains 90% laxatives. You will go. That's their slogan.
Oh, man. Too much. You got any more? Stuff?
No, I'm done. You guys better think of some stuff. So banned, guys. Do you guys think that
dumb box wave?
I've noticed over the years that Gas costs 0.9 cents usually. Now, this is strictly for the band. Do you guys think that if I buy 10 gallons of gas, I save a penny? 0.1 of a penny 10 times?
No, right. I don't think that you do. I think they do that just to lure you in.
There's going to be a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think maybe you should start that to help defend the rest of us poor slobs who can't think of this such big tasks or big important things.
Yes.
A tenth of a penny saved is a tenth of a penny earned.
I know. I'm gonna take somebody to court over 0.1 of a penny. And if I don't get my $100, dude, there's going to be serious questions about that 0.9. Be like, what we want is 1 4/5 hay pennies. They don't even make that anymore. I want to come in there with like a penny that I cut into 10 pieces and be like, I will give you 9 of these for 1 gallon of gas. Like $3.03 and 9 pieces of a penny. And I will keep the 10th piece as interest. And then when I collect hundreds of these 10ths of a penny, I will re-solder them or whatever you do, I guess. Forge them into one solid penny. And then I will have the last laugh.
All right, guys, we got to take a break.
I like your decision, Dan.
This is Pyre Blue by Dane Ferguson.
A little bit of money in my pocket, the clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. What more could I need? A pretty little woman that's on my arm. Keep me drunk and keep me warm. Allow me to say that I am glad you came my way. You're in the fire. I'm in the fire too. We're burning higher, deeper, brighter, burning with a fire blue. Come a little closer and hold my hand. Don't tell us all about the broken plans. Oh, take off your gloves. I wanna feel the love where we stand. This pretty little woman is on my arm, and I pulled her close and I'm holding on. Well, it is safe to say that I am glad she came to stay.
Suicide hotline. If you are driving car bomb at military checkpoint, press 1. If you are wearing suicide bomber vest in crowded marketplace, press 2. If you are arming roadside bomb, press 3. If you are in bathtub with razor blade to wrist while listening to Radio Rubber Room, press 4.
Who wants to play a board game?
What a great idea. Sweet.
What games do you have?
All I have is this Radio Rubber Room game. Want to play?
I've never heard of it.
Whatever, I guess.
If you're not sure if you like the show Radio Rubber Room, then you will definitely be on the fence about Radio Rubber Room, the board game. If you have nothing better to do, play along as any one of the three main characters from the show.
Sweet, I get to be Derek.
I get to be Manzelli.
Aw, man, that means I gotta be Dan.
This blows.
Start as your favorite character with a moderate amount of self-esteem and personal dignity. Create your own radio show and watch as you publicly embarrass yourself and lose all sense of self-respect.
You just got drunk and made an ass out of yourself on Facebook. You lose 10 listeners.
Oh no! You're having technical difficulties, but fortunately no one was listening.
What a surprise.
Each game box includes dice, a dice shaker, game board, three colored character pieces, one deck of shame cards, a media deck you'll use to anger your guests and alienate your listeners, and small metal weapons you'll use to guess which host will commit suicide first.
I guess it would have been Manzelli with a razor blade in the bathtub.
False alarm. Manzelli was only trying to get attention. Your music career is over. Go back to the beginning.
I bet my lousy bartending job that Derek offs himself first in the study with a hammer.
Ha ha ha, you're both wrong. I said it was going to be Dan in the kitchen with his head in the oven. I win.
Radio Rubber Room, the board game, is the only board game where everyone wins for losing. Play along as you listen to the show fall apart live on air Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m.
My ears are bleeding. Turn it off.
You depressed? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you sometimes wonder what the meaning of life is? Well, my friend, inhale the holiness that is Golden Gates. With one Bible verse on each Golden Gate, you'll be able to get the maximum amount of God's love with each and every puff. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, walk with me on the path to salvation, brothers and sisters. Praise Him and let the essence fill you. On the seventh day, the Lord rested, and on the eighth day, God created Golden Gates. Full-flavored, bold, and robust, just like our Lord and Savior. Every Golden Gate will bring you one step closer to heaven. Hallelujah! Golden Gates, now in menthol.
Welcome back to Radio Rubber Room. If you are still listening, that means bomb you are building did not go off by accident. For you, I am very happy. Enjoy the show.
That was Broken Token by Boxwave.
And that is
Radio Rubber Room. And Dan, by the way, I fact-checked Simon's mom.
Oh, yeah?
The Black Girls are releasing their CD.
Oh, okay.
This Saturday at the Camel.
Which is actually, you can early purchase it. You can do an early purchase with... if you go to rvamag.com, the leaderboard has a banner ad at the top. You can click on that, and it'll take you to the Worthless Junk Records website where you can actually buy the Black Girls Hell Dragon.
Speaking of Worthless Junk, this is the first week of the official campaign to get Poco back as a Grammy category. I haven't really put any work into it yet.
You're just saying that it is.
Yeah.
It's official.
It was official last week, so this is the first official week.
Here, I'll put some work into it. Hey, Grammy people, we want Polka.
Yeah.
I'm sure they all heard that.
So Broken Token. What does that name derive from?
The original thought is, I only hesitate because sometimes I really like the idea that music is a very interpretive thing and an artistic thing, and I don't want to spoil anybody else's meaning of it. But to me, it's just a way of talking about a system that we have. It's an economy, and there's a monetary economy, but there's also economy of other things in our country, and that and we work off of a system that's a token economy, and a token economy in a healthcare provision kind of situation is trying to do behavior modification through rewarding patients with items instead of with money, something inexpensive but something they don't have access to. And the carrot in front of our nose has been somehow removed. There was a system that was there that seemed to work, that seemed to move things forward, and it kind of got warped along the way, and it doesn't really work the same way it did before, and we're still trying to figure that out, how to make that happen again, I guess, as a country.
Well, the American dream was home ownership, and it was kind of stolen from us. Really, I mean, we were tricked with the carrot, and I understand there were people who were being irresponsible, but I bought a house with a woman, and I mean, although it never went into foreclosure, you know, they put a stack of papers in front of you and go, sign that, this is what that means. You know, they're not there telling you everything that's on it. So I think that the American dream was home ownership, starting a family, and now it's kind of been crushed, as many people who have been foreclosed on.
Now the American dream is apartment rentalness.
I'm never going to think of that song the same way again.
No.
I like how you started that whole thing off. Like, I don't want to ruin the artistic meaning of this song or anything, but here's how much it reflects the government and politics.
Why don't you guys have lyrics?
I think that, like, your lyrics should just be, like, every once in a while, y'all just break from playing the instruments and say, like, macaroni salad. Like, back into it. I definitely feel like that fits your whole, like, tequila, you know, that whole kind of thing. And then you could definitely name your songs a lot easier. People would be like, why is that one called Macaroni Salad? Well, if you listen to this song, you'll notice that exactly 3 minutes into the song, we take a break and we say Macaroni Salad.
Stupid.
We could actually host our own Boxwave karaoke open mic night and just play our songs and just have a mic out there in the front and
let
have anybody
sing.
Just do whatever they want, whatever they interpret.
You can have even a flashing light, like, say word now.
You should let people text words in, and they have to, like, actually sing them.
Yeah. Nice. Karaoke, almost. Like it would be
tuna
like a
salad.
Whose line is it anyway? A whose line is it anyway of karaoke? Like, just don't know the lyrics, just make them up.
Just freestyle.
Isn't that just karaoke?
Well, you read the lyrics off the screen during karaoke. You know what you're going to sing. You're like, I'm going to sing Billy Joel. Here's the lyrics on the screen. I'm talking about just going up there and being like, oh, I don't know what I'm singing about, but here's some words.
So like Mad Libs karaoke.
Yes.
Like maybe just leave a couple blank.
That could be a great idea. I feel like that you should go to Japan and try to start that up.
I might do that.
I recommend that.
So, I mean,
everything starts in Japan.
There's an improv, improvisation nature to you guys. I assume that it's safe to say that you guys were raised on jazz.
Oh yeah, I really enjoy the music of the jazz. It's great stuff. I even walking in the studio, noticed you had a Miles Davis CD just sitting out here.
That's mine.
Yeah, yeah. Great stuff. Really interesting, really experimental. I don't think we necessarily classify ourselves exactly as jazz, but definitely it's been an interesting experience in trying to not name things. I mean, Brad maybe will tell you. He'd say, what do you want to call this thing? Mm-hmm. And I'd say, you know, as soon as we name it, then it takes on a character just by the pure fact that we named it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then in some way, to me, it almost kind of puts it in stone, that thing is done. And so, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to experiment and play around with it for a while and get a feel for what it is and let it breathe on its own and try to figure out. So I think some of the improvisation stuff that maybe you're picking up, which is great, is just us trying to experiment and play around with things. And, you know, we hope that we're, you know, coming up with things that other people enjoy and maybe make uplift their day a little bit by hearing it.
It's very proggy. I would like to say.
That seems like a bad term now. Like nobody wants to be considered progressive. Is that?
Well, you know, musicians, they're like, cats. You know, you can't herd cats. They don't like, you know, boxes to be placed inside of. So, yeah, any label like that, you know, people kind of stay away from, I guess. But, you know, there's lots of obviously great groups that are out there that are still active, that are doing prog rock stuff that just sounds, you know, amazing. But, you know, musicians and labels, they don't always mix well together, I guess.
Yeah, and you're a big Les Claypool guy.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, really? You were telling me you recently went and you got to go see a Primus show.
Yeah, they played the Nationals.
Oh, I was
recently.
There.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah, killer show. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Did you enjoy the fact that every single person who was 6'4" and over was at that show? Was that because you're not over 6 feet? Did you?
No, not at all. Well, we took the conservative route. Actually, it was a date for Brad and I. We held hands. We wanted a nice private kind of section. And it was kind of, you know, a little dark and, you know, mysterious back there. And
we actually wussed out and went to the upper in. Deck.
You guys snuck in, is what you're saying.
Brad just found his microphone in my ear. Whoa.
I actually I got to see Primus for the first time a couple months ago, too, and glad I had the opportunity. You know, it was an awesome show. Such a weird dude.
And I have never seen
it. I love it.
Super creative. Definitely out there doing his own thing. And, yeah, I mean, art. He really raises his craft to the level of art.
He's
more
nuts.
So than a lot of people. He's, yeah. I mean, it truly, you know, as far as what I understand as a concert goer, when I see, he really has a clear vision, a clear persona of who he is through the music that continues on even through his stage presence and continues on through the artwork that he puts out as a part of the album and the packaging. So, I mean, even. You know, I one of my favorite parts of the show was they were playing Popeye the Sailor Man cartoons at intermission, which is, I mean, just like him to a T. I mean, made total sense as soon as it came on, and it, you know, really helped to paint that picture of what he was trying to do, which I thought was just really really insightful and amazing that he knew that much about himself and his own sound and what he was doing.
Did you notice that like the old school fight scenes that the punches were like hitting with his bass notes? Did you see that? Like it'd be like boom, 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 and it was, and he'd actually like hit the note right then. I thought that was interesting.
That's really cool. It's like Dark Side of Oz kind of for Popeye. I feel like Popeye needs a lot of that in its life to reinvigorate popularity with the youngsters.
Is that the end of your statement?
Now I am the head of the League of People for Getting Popeye Back to the Youngsters. The LIPPOYPLE.
Now, what do you think of what do you think of Metallica?
Oh, awesome. You know, yeah, they're really? A fantastic group, definitely. I've never been really huge on metal groups myself, but definitely respect what it is that they do and the sound that they've come up with and the following that they have.
Did you know Claypool actually like tried out for them?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he actually tried out for
Metallica. They told him he was too. It was like he was too. Almost like overqualified. One of this, like you go to a job and they're like, "Oh, you're overqualified." Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
You're way too.
They
good.
Actually told him he was too good
to play for them.
We really want you to tone it down a notch. You're making the rest of us look way worse.
But that's true.
Yeah,
that's what they told him. It was almost like when you go in for a job at McDonald's and you got like a master, like a doctorate in something. Like you're not gonna last too long because you're overqualified type thing.
Probably best thing that happened to him, because, I mean, you know.
Oh, sure. He's doing great stuff. But, you know, I even heard Victor Wooten speak once when he says he's got a couple solo albums, and then he's got, you know, projects that he does with other guys. And he says, you know, there's a lot of times where he has to pull back a bit. He's doing too much. You know, to give it space, you know, music has to have... I mean, it's interesting to hear, you know, some of these really experienced guys. They'll tell you it's more about the notes that they don't play mm-hmm. than the notes that they Absolutely. Do play.
Yeah.
So, yeah, having things be a little bit too busy, so maybe, you know, Les wasn't just, you know, what he was doing and artistically the direction he was going
didn't
in.
Fit in.
Didn't really yeah. fit in with what they were doing. So, yeah, and you know, Wooten talked a lot about, you know, how he had to pull back. He'd rehearse something and then... When he play with a group, he has to play a lot less to give, you know, give the other instruments room to do what it is that they need to do.
Well, we are going to be back with more from Box Wave in a few minutes, but right now, this is All You Need by Marionette.
This is Simon, and you're listening to Radio Rubber Room. It's so cool. You guys are awesome. It's Radio Rubber Room. It's a show that doesn't have any S's in it.
I'm just too uncoordinated. I'll never learn to skip and whistle at the same time.
Don't give up just yet.
Who the hell are you? And why are you in my house?
What? You don't recognize me? I'm Albert Fallen Scratch, well-known silent film extra, two-time soapbox derby champion, and world-renowned skip whistler.
What?
With all this crazy space-age technology, like lead-free paint and calculator watches, it's no wonder you're too uncoordinated for skip whistling. Kids these days are desensitized to the once popular art form of skip whistling, forgetting how to express their emotions without the use of words. There is factual evidence that I've wrote down on this here napkin that proves the rise of evil organizations like Lambda and the Lady Gaga fan club are in direct correlation with the decline in popularity of skip whistling.
Let me see that.
Ha-choo! Sorry, but I have the yellow fever, and I don't want you to catch it.
I don't get it. Are you gonna teach me to skip and whistle at the same time?
Of course! At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling, we'll teach you more than just that. Like dance juggling, and juggle skipping, and advanced juggle whistle dancing. At the Albert Fallen Scratch School for Skip Whistling.
I don't know. Juggle whistle dancing sounds dangerous.
Oh, crummy buttons. Let me tell you something, you little p-. I used to skip juggle whistle dance 10 miles uphill backwards and naked to school while dragging an invalid in a wagon.
Cut!
The Albert Fallen Scratch Old Fashioned School for Skip Whistling. Sign up today and get a free loofah stick backwasher and this handy calculator watch.
You are listening to Radio Rubber Room. I'm naked-chester.com. If you miss the show live, just download the podcast. RadioRubberRoom.podbean.com and on iTunes.
And that was Brook Beat, live by Box Wave, live here on Radio Rubber Room Live.
You might as well call that song awesome.
No.
Thank you.
I feel like my testosterone level just went up. My adrenaline's pumping. My heart rate is up to like 90. It's amazing.
That song, as well as the other ones you played, are all from Broad Street Greece, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
And when are you guys expecting to release that?
This spring, probably the March time frame.
Okay.
Y'all just recorded that in like last week, right?
Last month, December.
And y'all busted out in here with a track already. That's awesome. Yeah.
Definitely. He catches on a little late.
Yeah.
You probably should have known that an hour and a half
ago. Sean has another show going on in his head.
I'm in
at
my
the
own
time
little,
we broadcast.
It's like I'm in my own little room over here.
Almost.
I'm definitely telling you that song, you guys, it makes me want to like put an end to an endangered animal. Like I'm telling you, the aggression that I feel from that song. I want to have my own band based off that song, and when I audition people to be in the band, I'm going to be like, you hate me, and you're going to use your instrument to destroy me. And it's going to sound like that, like we're killing each other. Like the people are going to listen to the music and be like, man, these guys hate their instruments, and they hate each other.
That's what they were actually threatening each other before they played the song. True story.
Nothing makes
I thought they were going to fight.
Yeah. You know. We actually were fighting during the song. I don't know if you noticed that.
Right before my band's...
There's blood on the front of my cajon. You can't see it from there.
Like right before my band's first show, I'm going to like smash a banana right into my drummer's head. Why did you do that? I'm like, I stand for everything you hate. and he's going to be like, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to be like, use your drums.
So guys, very new to Richmond, both of you. Moved here about the same time, met, put out an album. Is Richmond what you expected musically? Were you expecting it to have the music scene you found here?
Like a whole...
It's been a lot better than I expected. I definitely, since it's a metropolitan kind of a city in the area, it's certainly going to have things. But I've been really pleasantly surprised with how much is available here and how many shows and how many promoters are out there and how many clubs that are supporting local music and really trying to get people's vision artistically out there. It's really been a real pleasant surprise.
What's y'all's opinion of the local radio scene?
It's been great. Fantastic. Of course.
Are you guys familiar with WRAR by chance?
No.
Richmond Independent Radio? You guys should do that next. You should Richmond Independent Radio. It's 98.1. Is that correct? Yeah, 98.1. Yeah. You guys should do the whole Richmond radio tour.
There you go. I'm up for it.
WNRN. We've got like all kinds of great like radio stations.
Definitely. Sign me up. You're scheduling all this for us, right?
I'm suggesting it. Oh. Okay. I do.
Dan, will you actually be our manager?
Oh, you're like the third person who's asked me today to do that.
to be our manager.
There was Burger King. I think what
there was
the
guy, the homeless guy who like peed on my shoe, and he was asking me to be his manager. And I was like, I'm not gonna do
Maybe we'll talk later.
You should do the whole Richmond radio tour. There's a lot of good things going on. It's cool because if you do the Richmond radio tour, you actually get to start at the bottom with us and work your way up. Most of the time we get people who have done the other stations and they come here, they're like, oh, shucks.
I thought this was the pinnacle of Richmond radio.
This is the pinnacle of Ashland radio, perhaps.
Yes, it is. It is.
We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, props to Roger. We do have a permanent listener to the show now. He gets paid. We like that kind of thing.
I do. I like the guy who gets paid to listen to our show.
That is super cool. Now, if only we could start getting paid to do the show. That would be nice. That would be on point.
Our listener gets paid more money than we do for being here on the show. That's pretty.
I come into the show with the same nature towards my band, the aggression. Like, I hate the show. I'm going to bring it down. But it just works out for the show. So
it does.
It's like a loophole. I can't bring the show down.
Catch 22.
You're so good.
When you're on level one, you can only get to level one. You can't go under.
What?
You confuse me a lot.
There's no level zero is what I'm trying to say.
No level 0.5.
You make me laugh uncontrollably, and then all of a sudden I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I like that we aren't the pinnacle of Richmond radio is what I'm trying to say, because then I feel like there would be all this hype, like, I got to live up to the awesomeness.
Yeah, the expectations. Know? I don't need those.
I feel like we could just get away with stuff because we're like, we're mediocre. It's cool. We could, our station slogan is meh.
You know? Cool. So
it's better than eating garbage.
You know? So let's talk a little bit about Broad Street Grease. How many songs are on the album?
We got 12 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than your average album these days.
Oh, definitely. It's and a lot of them came together even recently, and we had a couple that we arranged and kind of solidified in the studio, and one that we just wrote on the spot. That was a really nice studio, real comfortable spot. Yeah, so we're really happy with that.
Yeah.
Where do you see the future of Box Wave? Where do you guys plan to take it? Is it for fun hobby, or is it something you guys are really going to push?
Well, I think later I'm going to get my car and drive back towards my house.
Away from the center of the universe. Which is Ashland's slogan, by the way.
Right, yeah, of course. At least the center of the radio universe.
Yeah. Possibly. That should be our slogan. We are at the center of the radio universe. Mm. So you're going to drive home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you thinking about longer-term plans than that, or...?
I mean, if that's as far ahead as you've thought, let's hear it.
That's about it, man. I'll go home and maybe relax a little bit. And
Boxwave's like biggest plans were to get on Radio Rubber Room.
You guys have done it.
Let's make a band and get on a radio show.
Yeah, I mean, this is it. I mean, after this, it's not worth going on any further. You know,
you've gotten to level one.
That's it.
There's nowhere else to go.
Awesome.
You guys plateaued quick.
Yeah. You can't get any lower. At least.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd like to, you know, obviously get the album out this spring, really push it, you know, play some gigs, kind of immerse ourselves in the scene here, you know, maybe travel regionally within Virginia and just kind of see where it goes. I mean, it's all very new to us. It all happened pretty quickly, and you know, I think we're pretty excited about, you know, what we've got going forward, and Boxwave Cereal, it might be our next.
I love
we,
that.
We joked pet project,
and we joked about the Mercedes commercials and stuff like that. But is that I mean, that is a serious avenue a lot of musicians do take to actually earn a living doing it. Is that something you guys would definitely seriously consider?
Well, you know, that as soon as you start saying that, I mean, there's like. That phrase that people throw around really
sellout.
What? Where did that come from?
I feel like musicians like put that on themselves too much. Like you don't call a farmer a sellout for selling his tomatoes though.
Or a football player, you don't call him a sellout for.
Yeah. Like what do you mean he took a $100 million contract? What?
Yeah. What is football, Derek?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I can turn your mic off at any time I want to. I just want to remind you of that.
Thank you.
Just calm down.
Thanks for leaving it on.
So why do you think musicians kind of put themselves in that sometimes? Like they feel guilty for getting paid for what they love to do, even though people do that. Like lawyers, a lot of times, most of the time, love to be lawyers.
Well, I think it's interesting, too, because, you know, these bands, and of course the landscape of the music industry is changing. But, you know, these bands that maybe would say that typically, or here they are with a large label and they're making lots of money, and somebody says, jump, you're going to play this song at this time to this crowd, and you just kind of have to do it. I mean, and I think what is kind of motivated behind it is a kind of an artistic integrity and being able to be creative when you want to be creative and do what you think is right.
Well, someone like Les Claypool, he makes probably really good money doing what he does and probably doesn't have a label telling him. I think as long as you're not doing like pop, you can probably get away with that most times too.
Yeah, these days. I mean, there's three record labels now, and most of the deals that people are getting are indie deals, and they're pretty, you know, they're pretty laxed. They just kind of let you do whatever you want to do. Of course, there isn't the sign-on bonus that used to come with it, but who needs that, right? What about, I mean, you guys are a two-piece. Have you thought about maybe incorporating, I think a horn section with you guys would be pretty awesome. Have you thought about that?
Do you play horn?
No. I played the slide whistle.
If you
listen to the show every once in a while, I'll break it out and whoop. Ooh. Well, the band's playing.
He plays the I'm gassy.
Boxwave, I just want to say it's been the best way I could have spent my Thursday having y'all on this radio show.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
And
thanks for having us.
I appreciate would love it. To take y'all home with me, but due to court order and homelessness, that won't be a possibility.
Yeah, we're happy to be here to celebrate your 45th anniversary.
Cha-ching.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
By the 5 minutes, we can pop that Colt 45. It's like on ice, by the way. So it is. Yeah. It's chilling as we speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it's on dirt, technically.
It's on dirt. It's outside.
It's cold dirt, though.
It's cold dirt.
I've been curious, too. At midnight, isn't it, dare I say it, Friday the 13th?
Ooh, Sean, you better get home, man. You got 5 minutes.
Yeah, I
got
to drive home with Dan.
Yeah, well, it's almost Friday the 13th, guys.
His car has metal involved.
Yeah. So before we go, tell everybody where they can find out more about Boxwave again.
Definitely. I think just check us out on Facebook, Boxwave, we'll be posting updates there, posting updates on our album, future shows, and love to see you guys out at future shows and fans as well.
Oh, for sure. We'll be out there, and we'll also promote them. So any show updates you guys have, Simon's mom would love to put you in the mix. And when I say love, I'm not using that lightly. I mean, she would love to put you in the mix.
Thanks.
All right, so I guess it's time for us to go.
All right.
It's almost the 13th.
Let's get out of here.
Colt 45.
This last tune is Out of Mind by Psychobilly Cadillac.
Boxwave. Boop.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
You're dealing with a Vatican assassin.
Here's Johnny.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck coke.
I seen him.
Now that's an addiction.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies.
God, there is no f***ing drummer better than Neil Peart!
What are they gonna say about it? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man?
Hey, Peter, just thought I'd check on you. Oh, my God!
Government came and took my baby!
Stay away from the crack, which I think is pretty good advice. Unless you can manage it socially.
Man, I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go! You know, I got tiger blood, man.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
You ever suck some dick marijuana?
No, I can't say I have.
I didn't think so.
What does that mean, you're wondering? Whatever, it's just a joke.
WHAN Ashland, Richmond. W275 BQ Ashland. 1430 AM and now 102.9 FM.